boy. Say you need a little space, yeah, boy. Welcome to Real Talk with Jules and Wiz. I'm Jules.
I'm Wiz.
And tonight we've got two special guests and we're going to deep dive into some interview questions. Wiz told me that we were going to be doing an interview with you guys, and she told me a little bit about you guys, but once I went onto your Instagrams, I was totally shocked that you guys are huge business entrepreneurs. You guys do MMA. I thought that that was absolutely amazing. So I do have some questions for you. I know Wiz has some relationship questions. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want to dive into some of those.
Yeah, we're an open book, ladies. Transparent.
Can I just say, hey, this is Enrique Lopez here. I'm really, really happy to be here. Thank you guys for having us. It's good to be on the other side of the interview table. I have a podcast myself. Alexander's my co-host. I always say Alexander stuck with me for life. We do everything together, business, personal stuff, podcasts, you name it. So it's good to
be. We don't share women. Clarify. We don't do fucking everything together.
This is actually, so there's three things that we don't share. Could you guys take a guess at what the other two might be?
Okay. Shoes, woman, and
Well, he can't fit my shoes, number one.
Well, that's how I figured the shoes.
Yeah. I saw that height difference in some of those
and
videos.
And beds. Maybe you guys share the bed. I don't know.
Well, we definitely don't share a bed.
Okay. So was I right with all three?
Such a bizarre list. I mean, you weren't wrong, I guess. Most of the three that I have.
Okay. I'm sorry. What are they?
All right. So women, underwear, and toothbrushes, of course, right?
Okay.
All right.
I was pretty close.
Pretty. Yeah. It's a lot more basic than I guess we were thinking.
Sure. Awesome. Tee it up, ladies. Go ahead.
Okay. So I've seen some of the videos that you guys posted on Instagram, and in one of them, Suave. Am I saying that right?
Right. That's right.
Okay. So Suave, you said that a woman is a man's shadow.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're trusting your woman to really like help you change yourself, like whatever you thought she should. Whatever she thought you should change or saying you're willing to change. So how do you determine if a woman can genuinely support and elevate you as a man?
That's good. Let me give some context because I believe shadow work as a man is probably one of the biggest things that we need to work on, because there's so many unhealed places from childhood that we grow up in this world and we're not taught what masculinity is. So like a lot of us have been raised by, you know, women, beta males. We don't understand how to show up in our masculine. So when I say a woman stands at the end of a man's shadow, a woman is simply there to show us men what we're not in control of. She's there to manifest our insecurities. So how does a woman motivate a man? A woman motivates a man by showing up in her feminine energy, by continuing to nurture that man with her feminine energy. She doesn't need to compliment us. She doesn't need to do anything special. She just needs to show up in her feminine. Enrique, please feel free to chime in on this. There's this thing called polarity. It's from the Vedic tradition, right? A man's got to be in his masculine, a woman's got to be in her feminine. The minute that a woman is in her masculine, that's when you see all kinds of relationship problems happen. So I say 99.9% of problems are because the man is not leading in his masculine. It's nothing to do with the woman. Yeah, she went batshit crazy, but that's because she was in a role that she wasn't supposed to be in the first place.
Exactly. And I saw you speaking about plurality in a relationship, but do you think that women today have a hard time like fully trusting a man and letting him lead because maybe she's scared he might leave or let her down, or she might put everything into him and then, you know, he could walk away with another female?
I mean, it goes vice versa, right? I think it's just programming. I think it's...
But if the man's leading, it's more to lose for a woman because this man was leading her life. So if she lost him, she could feel lost in her own identity. So in today's society, I think it's hard for a woman to really submit to a man like that.
It's a catch-22 because both people have to come whole. This shit of you're my other half, that's bullshit. Because two people have to come whole, and regardless of what happens... Like when those two people depart, they should still be each other's whole. You get what I'm saying? They should be whole themselves. So it's one of those things where like, if you're broken and you're looking for someone to be your other half, of course you're going to be distraught. Right. But if you're showing up whole in a relationship, the other person showing up whole, you two are just complimenting each other at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a video too like that Enrique posted, and he's talking about a lot of Instagram models. They're feeling like gods because men are showing up in their inboxes nonstop, offering them the next best thing. And he referred to it as shiny object syndrome. And I was just wondering, on the opposite side, do you think it's the same for men? Like, there's so much options, and he might not want a new bag, but maybe he wants another beautiful woman. Like, when does it stop? When do two people become content to be able to really submit to each other and like be that type of couple?
Enrique, I'll let you chime in on that, because I have my experiences just previously coming out of something. But
it's a really good question, because it's all based on perspective and perception. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a very general answer, and then I'll give you my own answer.
Okay.
For me, particularly, I'll start off with that. The shiny object syndrome, I do admit, I do have. I like beautiful women. Like, hey, it's, I don't know. Maybe it's an ailment. I don't think so. But if you look at men from a bird's eye view, most men can't get women. Most women don't see most men. So the guys that do have the ability to get women, well, they just have a higher sexual market value, which gives them more opportunities, more abundance with women. So they have the choice to be more picky, just like your average woman does. So for example, let's say, it doesn't even matter these days, like a 300-pound girl has an OnlyFans, she's probably making like minimally 15K a month. It's 2024, right? It's not even crazy anymore, right? So she has way more options and opportunities than most guys out there. And if you look at most guys, they don't even have that amount of opportunities. But if you look at the guys that do, yes, of course, they have that ability to have pick of the litter, if you will, mm-hmm. the abundance. So getting that shiny object syndrome, it's very easy to do. You look at rock stars, celebrities, what happens? Typically they get bad habits like drugs or mm-hmm. something weird that they go down the road. So I do admit, I do have shiny object syndrome. I do like beautiful women, but I know, like, I if I could, this is a guy I could have, but I would love to have kids like 2 years ago. I want a ton of kids. However, I am aware that, especially dating in today's time, it's not like dating in 1950, mm-hmm. right? I'm sure you guys have heard of hoflation. That works both ways. But it's a very important thing to consider for that kind of guy that's got more opportunities. So when he's got more shiny object syndrome, it just depends on what his personal goals are, on how he wants to navigate through that shiny object syndrome. Does he have a goal like set? And the outcome of like, hey, I'm playing the field. I know I can. I have the opportunities to find the one that I can start a family with, or maybe a couple girls to start a couple families with. Or do I just want to play the field and, I don't know, never settle
it
down?
It starts with intention.
100%. It starts with intention and really knowing the outcome that you want, that intention is going to get you. The intention gives you the foresight, but the outcome allows you to achieve the optimal result.
I think this whole toxic masculinity movement's been bullshit. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I fell on the other side of this, right? Mm-hmm. Toxic masculinity comes out. Obviously, there's all these men, for being with multiple women. And I fell into that category. I was in love with this gorgeous fucking, I'm not even going to go there, okay? And I got selfish. Literally, I can have any woman that I want. Let me be. And they were totally okay with it. Okay. I had like a couple girlfriends at the same time. And here's what I found. When you're sitting there with a couple women in bed, laying down, and you're like, you're looking at one saying, I love you. You can't look at the other one and say, I love you. And it mean the same thing. Mm-hmm. But now there's this competitive edge. But not only that, one feels unloved by the other feels that you love the other one.
Yeah, more. Like if the world's ending, which one are you taking?
Dude, it's so hard. And not only that, at the end of it all, you lose them all.
Fuck, what nerd.
So it's like it was a catch 22, because yes, I got to have my cake and eat it too, but like at the end of the day, I lost some.
Well, do you think a woman willing to share is an unfaithful woman, a cheating woman?
I don't think it's a cheating woman. I think relationships are subjective in the terms of whatever works for you. Like, there's no guideline in this shit. There's no handbook. So whatever
it works, didn't work.
You're comfortable with, you know?
But it didn't work, the relationship?
It was me that didn't. The relationship could have worked. It was me that did not work. I had to elevate. I had to elevate tremendously. They say, so, you know, the boy becomes the man, right? And there was a lot of shit needed to shed before stepping into my true masculine to be able to show up and lead in the first place. I was still as a little fucking wounded inner child, you know?
Well, how long do you feel like that takes, though? I mean, to reach that masculinity and maturity?
I don't think it's a number. I think it's experience. I think it's experience and just having a touch in the hot stove enough to realize, oh, this motherfucker's hot. I do not need to touch that again. And I think it's just really experience at the end of the day.
So when do people stop? Like, when are you content with?
Right.
Like,
that's my thought process that, you know, what age are you like, all right, I don't want to do this anymore.
Some people never are.
Yeah. So, I think it's, yeah.
Whenever, some people never are. I really think it just comes down to the intention and the outcome that you want, honestly. Some people have the ability to have the gift of foresight, which I call common sense, but common sense is not common. that's what makes it a gift.
Yeah.
Here's my question for you, ladies. Here's my question for you. Enrique, sorry to cut you off, right? Sorry to cut you off. Here's my question. Would you rather date a man with billions, let me not even say billions of dollars in the bank? You never have to worry about security, provisioning, protection. He's got everything laid down. He loves you, but he's fucking around on the side. Or would you rather be with some broke nobody who loves you to death, who treats you the best in the world, but you still got to worry about security, provisioning, and protection?
And you're going to build up with that person that's, you know, doesn't have billions of dollars. You want to have that connection with a person. You have that connection with someone who is making less than you. So what? He's not a billionaire. So what? I mean, I would not want to be with someone just because of money and have him sleeping around with other girls.
Too, though. You guys love each other.
No, I don't love you. Nah, I don't. I couldn't love someone like that.
Yeah. And I appreciate the vulnerability. Enrique, you were saying there.
Oh, I was just going to add on a little caveat to it. So, yeah, so he's rich. You guys love each other. And he tells you that, hey, I love you, but I'm going to sleep with other women, but you're not allowed to sleep with other people. I'm assuming you feel the same way about that. But what about you? There's no wrong answer. We're just generally curious. It's an interesting conversation.
Like, so if my man wanted to sleep with other women, I appreciate him being honest with me, because a lot of men will cheat behind your back. So I would appreciate the honesty. And I think if we had an agreement where he's safe, because I also don't want to get like any diseases or anything. Like, I would want to make sure that, because like, I'm like a health freak. So like, that's the only thing I can really think of, like, I would be worried about. But if we had like if he told me a safe plan, like, I'm going to do it this way, use protection, I'm not going to give her oral or anything, like, I could be okay with that, because I feel like he's being honest with me, and a lot of men are going to cheat anyway. And it's not even about the money. Like, I appreciate my man being real with me and letting me know like the dynamic of our relationship, instead of lying to me and I'm being like fooled into a situation that I don't even know about.
Yeah. Look, gentlemen who are listening to this podcast right now, if you're fucking around on your woman, you better come clean, dude. Just come clean. Let it out in the open. You're going to fuck the rock that's sitting on your back. You're literally going to remove so much pressure from your life, because you show up, you're honest with your woman. She may appreciate that.
An insecure man.
Give you the reins to go do what you want to do, you know? Yeah. But at the end of the day, you've got to be honest. If you're hiding that shit, you ain't a real player, bro. You ain't a real player. You ain't a real boss.
Some men are in competition with their woman. Like, they're cheating on her because they actually hate her and they're like jealous of her. So they're like trying to get one up.
And you know what? You should always be honest, especially with something like that. The last thing you want to do is break somebody else's heart. That's a big deal. Is breaking someone's heart and emotions. It's a terrible thing to do. So with that, it's also like, hey, look, you have to take in consideration the risk. She might just say, this isn't for me. Some women want a man exclusive, and that's okay. Some are a little more tolerable and they have rules, which I think are just perfectly fine standards. We all have standards, right? Like, protection, be safe, no oral sex. Like, respect me, go do your thing. I love you, come back, cool, great. However, do not be, it really does come down to insecurity. I feel like insecurity is a term that's loosely thrown around too loose today, but that is an insecurity if you're doing that, right? Because it also shows that you lack brevity and confidence, but also a really important muscle, like, not just even being a man, but being an adult, just have that hard conversation with another person, especially that you're intimate or that you love, or you're in a relationship, or is the mother of your child. You got to develop that muscle, because if you don't, it's going to bite you in the ass down the road.
Enrique, how do they have that conversation in the first place? For the men out there wanting to have that conversation, because I have my frame. My frame is this simple. Do you want a bunch of sweet nothings, or do you want the hard truth?
Yeah.
Do you want a bunch of sweet nothings? Do you want me to tell you what it is that you want to hear? Or do you want the harsh reality and the truth of the situation? Because I'll give you both. You tell me which one you want. But I'll give you get what I'm saying? So how would you tee that up? How would you tee that conversation?
I guess timing is an important factor too. I would recommend for the gentleman listening, look, if you're not like in a serious relationship yet, and what we're saying is resonating, like that's an expectation that you set from the beginning at some point. You know, it doesn't have to be the first date, but sure, maybe, right? I'm building a relationship as a connection first. But it's really important to lay the expectations because that's the framework, the foundation of the relationship. Everything is built on communication from the beginning. Because, Alexander, like we say, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So same for the relationships. If that's how you're going to go into a relationship with deception, lies, bending the truth, how do you think it's going to result? We can't do it that way. So that's one way, is like expectations. Depends on where you're at in the relationship. From the beginning, do so that way. Your frame is perfectly fine. Then if you're in a relationship, maybe for several years or whatnot, and you, I don't know, want to spice it up, you just have to sit down the other person and have the conversation. I call it like the gentleman's playbook, if you will. It's just like, look, my dear, you know I care about you very much, right? Yes, you know I love you very deeply. So you know I'd do anything for you. Yes. I have to be honest with you, and you're not going to like this. Are you ready? Yes. You're probably thinking I'm cheating on you. No, I'm not cheating on you. However, I would like to have, and then you have that conversation. So she's probably going to be super pissed right away. But hey,
so I'll say, how do you think that's going to pan out?
It depends on the woman.
It's probably going to go.
Have you guys gone through that experience?
I absolutely have. Having to go home to my fucking fiance I was living with, telling her, hey, I'm still in love with my ex-girlfriend. I love you both. Like, I want to fuck both of you. Like, I can't decide. You guys are making me decide.
Hold on. So I feel like you love them both. So that's a poly relationship, because there's a difference.
It was totally a poly relationship.
But there's a difference between like, hey, I understand you're a woman, and when you have sex, you get really emotionally attached, and sex is different for you. But as a man, it's like a game. It's like playing soccer or basketball.
I disagree. I believe
because you're poly.
By the way, attached to women, as women are.
I just want to interrupt. Technical foul. Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
We just had a lag. But what you were just saying is like, you know, how would you say that? That's exactly how you say that. So it's really good to preframe the conversation. Like, look, you're going to be super pissed at me for saying this. You're probably going to want to leave me. You're probably going to do X, Y, and Z, but I have to come in and tell you because how we do what things are, whatever, right? Because like, it's exactly what you just said. It's where, like, yeah, she's going to be super pissed. She's going to say this, this, and that. And you just have to acknowledge that before you go into it. And then you still have to battle fires. You don't get me wrong.
100%.
You're a firefighter in this conversation. 100%. Extinguisher on your back, maybe two of them, and you're putting out fires. However, again, it goes back to the conversation. But being able to have the courage and that muscle to just be willing to have that hard conversation and be willing to possibly lose that one, because that's far better than deceiving her and going to do it anyway behind her back, or you don't do anything and it snowballs into something much worse, which kind of plagues the relationship into something worse down the road, right? So it's always better to have that hard conversation than to not, because a lot of the times, most people think it's going to be hard, but it's usually easier than what it might be, depending on how crazy she is. Alexander's situation is a little bit different.
We did have a couple come on that was in a poly relationship, and he told her, I don't know, a few months into their relationship that's what he was into.
I believe in poly relationships.
No, it fucking changes. I thought that's what I wanted until I brought my chick to a swingers party and some fucking 6'6" big motherfucker was looking like he wanted to eat her. And I was like, wait a second. I don't like this.
Was she down?
She was so down. She was so down. And I was like, we gotta go. Like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. And that's when I had my wake up call. Like, dude, I don't want this at all. I just want one woman. But by then it was just too late. The damage had been done.
I mean, she was down too, so that says a lot about like her personality.
Yeah, what 100%. But the damage was done. I already corrupted her, you know. So it kind of goes to you. It's like how
her out at the swingers party,
fuck.
Yeah, don't bring your girl to a swingers.
Don't bring your girl.
I would cry if my man brought me to a swingers party to like get fucked by another man. I'm gonna cry. Like, damn. I'm going to feel like he doesn't really care about me like that. Like, you're going to let a man just take me like that? That's crazy.
No, we had talked about it. We had talked about it before we even met. And we were like, you know what? Like, let's go to swinger party. We got there and it was like, this is not, no.
How long were you guys together when you decided to do that?
5 years.
Okay. You're trying to spice it up.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's only so many positions that you can, you know, you could do the BDSM, you could do it, but there's like, you know, there's just only so many positions, you know? Like, yeah, you
Yeah.
can set shit up, but like at the end of it's like your taste buds expire every 5 years.
Okay. I mean, I guess if there's like, if it's based on sex and there's like no emotion behind it.
And that could have been it, you know, like we could have hit a point in our relationship, not to make this about my relationship here, but we could have hit a point where it was just like super stale, you know, because if you have that emotional connection with someone, it's fire. I've had
Yeah,
that.
like look at them in the eyes and you see their eyes like sparkling and their pupils turn like huge because
But
they
how
just
long
love
does
you
that
so
last?
much.
But how long does
How
that
long does it last?
Until he cheats on you.
last?
What if he tells you that he wants to sleep with somebody else? Do the sparkles go away at that
I've
point?
never had somebody tell me and like honest like that, but I would respect them as a man more and the sparkles will probably
Well,
stay.
that's sorry to interrupt you,
No, you're fine.
but it's a really important part is that, and most guys overlook this because they look at the ramifications of the conversation. But regardless if she stays or if she leaves, she's gonna have so much respect for you because she knows no man would ever have that conversation or has, and she knows
Exactly.
her father has definitely probably never had that conversation. And you better
Well,
believe, gentlemen listening, that everything, every decision, everything that a woman hears from another man's mouth, it goes through this father filter subconsciously of, because that's the most important role of a woman is her father, of a man in her life, whether he's around or not,
so my
right?
dad
So
tried to go poly with his first wife and his girl, and his wife did not like that, and she left him.
yeah, if I was a woman, I would do the same thing, I think, depending on the kind of guy. I don't
There's
believe in
not a lot of
polyamory.
great men out there. So if I can find him, if you found a man and you really respected him and like you didn't see another man like him, he could lead you. He makes you feel like the best version of yourself. I'm not gonna let go of that just because he has a high sex drive. And if we talked about this in that
Yeah.
episode, we had a poly couple come on and she really loves her man and she wasn't leaving him over that because he brings so much good to the table. Like, okay, he's having sex with this female, but she's not letting it like take away from them.
Yeah, I
I'll tell
mean,
you why I don't like the whole poly dynamics of a relationship. It's because I don't want anybody else sleeping with my woman. I'm very territorial. It's my woman. Like, you're mine now.
well, that's what
I'm
they had an
responsible
agreement. He
for
was sleeping
you.
with other women and she's
No,
never left them.
that's entirely different. Yeah, that's entirely different. But generally speaking, the whole thing about polygamy, I don't love it because that's just me personally, that's standard. I don't let anybody else share my woman.
Yeah.
Never. I tell them, like, and this might be an exclusion to the rule, like, look, my dear, like, I'm going to have sex on the side, safe sex, because that's the only way. But you're not allowed to. That's how I date. Because one, when I date, even though I may have options or other women, it's like I still look for ones that I can actually settle down with and start a family with. I want a lot of kids. And I know that in today's time, in order to date, you unfortunately have to play the field. It's a dating field, right? Like, it's just the world that we live in now. So polygamy, I don't like that idea. I throw in the trash. It's just my preference because I don't want anybody touching, looking, talking to my woman. And the right woman's going to be like, okay, I appreciate that. I respect you for having me that conversation with me. And she's going to tell me if she's okay with it or if she's not. If she's okay with it, she's going to stay on board. If not, hey, look, no harm, no foul. Truly. I believe
What if
that
she's
is.
okay with it though? And like you're having sex with this chick and like you fall in love with her
And
and
have a
like.
child with her. You say you want to have a lot of kids.
That's a t
So
that's the
it's a
risk.
very simple
That's the risk, bro. That is
solution.
the risk that you
So
take.
it's on the table. You're
That
not
is
doing
the risk.
it.
That is the
Very
fucking
no, guys.
risk
I have the answers for all
that
these questions.
you take.
You're not. It's very simple. I make team jerseys with Enrique Rique in the back, number one. That's it. Everyone gets a jersey.
I feel like that man needs to be disciplined. Like, if he knows what makes him fall in love, if he's feeling that feeling towards the girl that he's hooking up with, he needs to like terminate it immediately because why should his like love risk, like she's letting him do it, she's trusting it. Now she has to risk her position being filled by somebody else.
Goes back to intention outcome, right? Like, does that guy want, you know, several families, them obviously knowing about each other, or does he want one and then just some girls on the side to
Hopefully he can
stick
provide
with
all of
her?
them the same.
Right. Well, if you think about it, yeah, 100%. It's usually like the polar opposites of the totem pole that you see that with. The guys that are actually financially qualified to do it, and then the guys that just aren't, right? They're deadbeat fathers. It's weird. Sometimes there's like no gray area in between. But I'm speaking from the higher end of the totem pole.
Look, I'll go to that point. I'll go to that point. If you are a man and you don't have your shit together, you have no business dating any woman. If you don't have the six C's, what me and Enrique call the six C's, you have no business
What are the
at
six C's?
all
The six
messing with
C's,
me.
what are
What are
they?
those?
The six, you gotta have the six C's as a man. Enrique, I'll do the first three, you do the last. Okay.
Cock, cash, not playing.
Almost close, close,
Having a
close,
cock
close.
does help.
Yes, having a cock does help. Listen, first three, you got to have confidence, you got to have certainty, you got to have conviction. Because if you don't believe it, nobody's going to fucking believe it. These are the three elements that you need to be able to convey your message, to be able to communicate in the world, to be able to hold yourself as a masculine man. Those are the first three: confidence, certainty, conviction. Enrique, what are the last three?
Credit is one of those. Credit. In a world like today, you need good credit. It's how you buy a house, how you buy a car, it's how you get anything. The second one is cash. You need to be able to make good money to take care of yourself before you even dare to bring on somebody else into your life or start a family. And the last one is condoms.
Condoms, condoms.
While you're out there doing your thing, you gotta be responsible. Well, you know what's crazy? I heard this crazy stat. Over 50% of people have herpes. Now, I don't know about you, but that terrified me.
That sounds scary.
It
I'm not
is
gonna lie.
absolutely
And like a
scary.
lot of
Grossed
people
out
have
by
like
that.
HPV too, like
Yeah.
HPV.
Over, my dear, over 50% of people, 50, have herpes. That is crazy. So yes, always wear condoms. But those are the six C's. If you could check off the six C's, what you're going to find is that you're going to find yourself at the higher end of that totem pole, a higher caliber individual, and then you're going to be able to do what it is that you want to do. Because once you get to that point, you've established pretty much every important skill set, muscle, if you will, that's needed for a guy or any individual, regardless of the gender, which there's only two, by the way, sorry to bring it to you guys, to be able to get whatever it is you want. But that's what we believe in. It's like, look, unless you have these established, don't you dare go fucking start something that
You have
significant.
no business. You have no, if you cannot support a woman, you have no business getting serious with her. Because the
So there's like a
problem.
lot of pressure though on you guys, like what you have to bring to a woman. Is there any standard of like do you have any six C's for like what a woman
Pressure.
should bring to you?
That's a great question. First and
We run the
foremost, I
pressure
would
all the time. Go ahead,
First and
Suave.
foremost, I would say as a man, you must be under pressure. You as a great man, you must be under pressure. If you're not under pressure, what the fuck are you doing? So it's not even pressure, it's just expected. It's
Normal.
that is the expectation. If you are a man and you are looking to lead your woman, you have to provide, you have to provision, and you have to secure. It's that simple. And if you can't do that, like, you're setting yourself up for failure because she's eventually going to find somebody who can. And that's just biology. Chase that back hundreds and thousands of years ago. The women were looking for the strongest leader in the tribe to be able to take care of, so she didn't have to worry about shit. Like, it's
Is there a
biology at the end of the
standard of
day.
the
It's
woman,
burgundy.
though? Does she have to have a standard to her? Or are
Oh,
you just. So, what are
abso-fuck-lutely.
her six B's, whatever
See,
C's?
it's all contingent on the individual. For me, a woman has to be sophisticated mentally. She has to be able to stimulate me in my business endeavors because I'm not a regular motherfucker. Like, I'm constantly on the go. I've got large deals that I'm closing. I can't have a woman showing up being drama in my life. If she's being drama, that means I'm not leading in my masculine. So that means I got to step back up in my mask because women are going to be dramatic in general. But she's got to be able to contribute to my life, to my mind. And she's got to lead with her feminine energy. As long, and I dated this South African girl. I'm not going to say any names, but Enrique knows this. She, most beautiful, feminine South African woman I've ever met. And all she did was just show up in her femininity. And that's all she had to do. That was all she had to do. And it was the most, Enrique, we were rooming together at the time, right? In our penthouse in South Africa. And you even felt the energy when she would come over, just how incredible having a feminine woman in our presence really was. Because the East or the West, let's call it the West. The West is so, all the women in the West have been told that men ain't shit, They're leading in their masculine. They don't need a man. Like all this, all these things that have brainwashed what a woman should be and how they should show up for a man. So going over to the East, they say there's this passport bros movement, and I totally get it.
Well, the men in the East are very different too.
That's very true. But then you go to the East and you see like, wow, these women are truly feminine. It's not like the American culture. Like these women want to show up and be feminine for their men. These women want to show up and lead in their feminine, you know?
And they're probably from families. Like a lot of women over here, like their dad's left. So their mom's like, he's not shit. And she has that mentality because
100%. How could
she have learned it?
100%. The morality and the family unit just isn't there. So they don't, mm-hmm. they don't grow up and they don't respect the morality of the family unit.
Exactly.
I will say this. There's nothing more beautiful than a woman in a true form of femininity. I don't know if you guys are religious, the listeners are religious, but that's how God has designed men and women. So I think that once you're able to actually get a woman that enjoys being in her femininity, that's better than finding a masculine woman that you have to then kind of retrain to go back in her femininity, because then that's an uphill battle.
And in there, done that. That's
trust me, there's, speaking of shiny object syndrome, like there's just better options out there, you deserve more. But when you do find a woman that understands that, life will be significantly better, because it goes back to the conversation of, well, look, that's a lot of pressure. Like, how do you guys kind of handle that kind of pressure? It's normal. That's just every day for a guy. And it's kind of like everyone is chasing happiness. And for men, like happiness is completely subjective. It's something that I think Disney has painted mm-hmm. in our society. And I believe firmly that happiness should be for those that we love. Women, children, these men show up to work every fucking day. We're always in competition with each other, whether it's building the next tallest tower or putting satellites in space or creating civilization on Mars like Musk is doing, whatever it is. We're always looking for the next battle because that's just how we're wired. And when we come home, we just want our loved ones to just be happy, because that's what we understand and that's what we do. And that's, some might call it a burden to carry, but that's just the obligation and responsibility. Comes with the gender, comes with the job. I'm glad to take it. And when you find yourself the right caliber of man on that totem pole, higher end, it's not even a conversation that has to be had. It's just an expectation from the beginning. My dear, these are the gender roles. It's crazy. These days we have to explain it. That's how fucking far left we went. My dear, this is what I expect from you in a relationship, okay? Be happy. Make sure everything's sorted at home. I'll take care of the bills and everything else. Just be there. Start a family with you. You're doing the best life ever. I got to do my shit with work. I might get some girls on the side. You'll know about it. Conversation, by the way. You guys are a good time.
It is. But I also think, like you mentioned, like by the time a woman gets to you and like she sees like this type of man, do you think that it could affect a woman to bond emotionally and even show up in that role if she's like, kind of ran through like 100 people or something?
Oh,
like,
fucking
why is she gonna stop at 100? Why is she gonna make it 101?
Does not have the ability to pair a bond with a man anymore. After a body count, I'm gonna say a 5, women lose the ability to pair a bond with a man. So yes, body count inherently plays a part in it, because no fucking way she could pair a bond with you. No fucking way.
Can I add on to that, Suave?
Please.
You know what's crazy is that when he mentioned the word parabon, everybody here nodded their head up and down in understanding. That's how mainstream that term has become today. If you had asked that 2 years ago, people would be like, parabon? What? But the fact that it's so known today, and it's a true, like this is tried and true, because women are more so emotionally based when it comes to sex. They're just wired a little bit differently than men. So yes, once they cross a certain number of sexual partners, they lose that ability of emotional compatibility, which makes everything far more difficult down the road. So that's why I say, like, hey, shiny object syndrome. Like, if you know what you're looking for, intention, right? Mm-hmm. You can actually have the discernment to find what you actually deserve. So long as you get those 6 C's where they need to be and you can actually give them what they deserve, then great. If you can't go to the table with that kind of woman, don't show up. Because what you're going to do is you're going to add another body to that list, which gets her closer to the ability to lack the parabond. And that's just selfish and greedy.
But it's not your responsibility to make sure that she's, like, if a female is coming to a man, she can't just be thinking like, oh, like, okay, I guess we could do this again. Like, she also needs to protect herself and not rely on other people, like, to take control of her. Like, just because you're boyfriend and girlfriend, it doesn't mean you have to have sex with somebody. You could date someone for 6 months. And if it's sex based, okay, like, it's your, you know, that's what you want to do, that's fine. But if a female's like, no, like, just because you're dating me, it doesn't mean I have to like make you another number.
It might depend on religion, possibly, like sex after marriage. That would make sense. But
not even after marriage, but a lot of people can come in fake and a guy could be like really great just because he wants to smash. Like, why should he just get what he wants because he came through with some smiles a few times? Unless like she wants to have sex, that's different. But I just feel like it's not really a man's job. Like, it should be, you know, to make sure like women are, you know, but it's really up to her too to.
I think it's a game that requires two players, because she's an adult. She has discernment. She has the ability to make educated actions that we all aware that lead to ramifications. So it's just up to her discernment at the end of the day. If she lacks the discernment to do so, which most women do when they're younger, then that's how they tend to rack on more bodies. They make more promiscuous mistakes. And then eventually that snowballs into something far worse. And they end up having six cats by the time they're 35.
But then it always goes back to not having the father figure. It always goes back
to possibly most of the time that does. It's funny how that works.
It always goes back to not having the father figure to show them what a masculine male is and what they're looking for. So therefore they're chasing this concept of, you know, what a man is and what a man should be. And by the time end of the road, it's like, oh man, I'm looking for the perfect man, but you had him a couple dudes back.
And what they end up doing is that they go more towards the side of feminism because they try to become the man that they can't find or that they just can't get. And what that results in is just unhappiness.
Yeah, I think
because that's not a natural state. Yeah, that's not, and that's what you see all over the Westernization. That's why over 50% of marriages today in America, they divorce.
Yeah, but a lot of people too, they're coming in with trauma. Like, a lot of people were sexually assaulted as like, you know, at one point, and they're so promiscuous. Like, I see that in some people that I know. Like, I know a female who's just, she's always with new people. And I'm like, wow, you have a lot of energy for this. But she also like shared with me how she was violated from a young age. And I think a lot of people here have been, you know, and especially in America, because not a lot of kids are safe out here. Like, a lot of families, there's a lot of drug use. Like, people are going crazy. And when children are violated, they grow up to be really promiscuous. So you might think you're at the club having a good time, getting it in with like a beautiful woman, but she could really be masked with so much under her that is evil. Yeah. Like, there could be evil in her, and now she's given that to you because big when you enter somebody, you're really sharing energy.
You hit the fucking nail on the head. Sex is not just sex, ladies and gentlemen. This is energy. You're combining DNA. You're literally inheriting all the men she's ever slept with. You're literally inheriting their energy. So you got to be really fucking careful and where you stick your dick in. Okay, listen, if you can't control what you put in your mouth, that sounded dirty. Okay, if you can't control what you eat or what you stick your dick in, you have no self-control or discipline as a man. So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right in the sense where you're inheriting all the energy and all the bullshit and all the, like, you ever slept with a raggedy woman, gentleman, and all of a sudden shit just starts going wrong in your life? Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Because you've inherited all of her bad fucking karma because you decided to stick your dick in her, all right? Be cautious. Have some fucking standards. Make sure this woman is make sure this woman is equally yoked with you.
So if you put a condom on and you follow standards. If you follow the last D and you put a condom on, does that rule still entail? How does that work?
It absolutely does, because it's an energetic exchange. It's an it doesn't matter if you have
condom might slow it down a little though, Enrique.
It doesn't matter if you have a
condom. Condom might shield that energy a little bit.
I hope so.
Sorry, I missed that. Say that one more time.
No, I think you're onto something. I think if the condom's there, it might get in the way of that energy exchange.
Oh, right. Yeah. You know, especially if
it doesn't really count with the condom.
If it's like a Trojan, it should be as effective as like Captain America's shield, right? If it's a good
weapon. Yeah, at that point, yeah.
Definitely not. No, you're still inheriting that bitch's car. You really are. You really are.
That's a perception thing. So it depends on what you believe in. But
I mean, we can get woo woo. We could get real woo woo here.
Could get woo woo.
I'm all for it. If a woman's upset, she just needs a couple things. She's either sleepy, she's either hungry, or she either wants to fuck. Those are the three simple solutions. If your woman's grumpy, she's either sleepy, hungry, or wants to fuck. Do something about it.
Or she's got a headache because she don't drink enough water.
Women change every week. We're like the moon cycles. Like every single week, it's a new phase. So once you learn those phases as a man, like you're
dude, that's a good topic.
Women are like the moon, that's Alexander. We would have
known. Men are like the sun. You guys are ready, up hard in the morning. You know what I mean? Like us women, we're like the moon. Like we literally have a cycle every 7 days, just like
okay. To add to that, no, you guys have four cycles every fucking month. Okay. Four. Mm-hmm. You have four different personalities. You better give each one of those a name. Okay. Men, we have two cycles and they happen every single day. Our testosterone peaks and peaks and peaks and peaks, and then it drops off right around 2 o'clock. And so these are our two cycles. You'll see us most motivated in the mornings, and then after 2 o'clock, we start to drop off. Women, they have four cycles. Again, give each one a character. Because when that bitch is in luteal phase, I don't know if I pronounced that right, she's coming for your head, bro. She's coming for your head.
And when she's in ovulation phase, she's coming for your dick.
Yes.
Baby me.
I love it.
And then that's why they say like women get mad the week after because they're not pregnant. So they are mad at you when they see you like, you can't even give me a fucking kid.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? It's really just biology. Like, so when you can understand that, a guy will be like, why is she acting like this? Like, he'll understand that and he's gonna just, you know, be cool and everything's fine.
It's so funny. Most guys don't understand that level.
If a woman is ovulating and she doesn't want to be next to you or have sex with you, she doesn't want you. So if she's ovulating and she doesn't like you, she literally doesn't like you. But any other time she doesn't like you, she doesn't mean it. Don't take it serious. Wait till her ovulation, see how she's doing. If she still don't like you, there's a red flag.
Yeah. You know, you could tell when a woman is ovulating based on the color that she's wearing.
Bingo. Based on the way her body moves, based on the way she talks.
Can you elaborate on that? What do you mean?
We should do a whole nother episode on this because we're running late on time. Yeah. But we should definitely. This is a whole nother episode.
Yeah, I think we have you guys on. Maybe this is a little cliffhanger we give the audience. Yeah, you can determine a woman's ovulation based on the color that she's wearing.
Is the clothing revealing?
Is the aura
revealing? Yep. Yep.
Yeah, all of those things.
Is there more cleavage? Is she wearing red? Is she wearing black? These are very...
Don't spoil these things. This is what a cliffhanger is for.
I need to know. I need to know.
My dear, you'll find out next episode on Essential Entrepreneurship.
Okay, we got to get some ladies on the dating show. Yeah, but real quick, for everyone on the podcast listening,
can
you tell us about the dating show that's coming real quick?
Yeah, do you want to elaborate on that more? Because that's definitely your thing.
Yeah, please do. This is new news for me.
We want to do a date and show podcast where we have one person looking for a date and then three blind date guests in the box, but they're not having their cameras on. We have questions. We can link people up by zodiac signs, what's important to them, what they're looking for. We can start getting the matches together. And then we're going to have questions that we ask that are important for people in relationships. We'll ask, you know, we'll figure out some questions. And, the person that's the hosting with us with the date, they're going to ask the blind date people the questions, and whoever they like in the end, they'll reveal everyone will reveal themselves, but they're going to like take the person they pick on a date because like it was true love.
Yeah.
We're trying to get people together here. It's going to be like a date.
You know,
we did get a couple of applications already.
All men though. We have thirsty men. I mean, great men.
They're not thirsty.
I mean, great men.
We have wonderful, strong men that are looking for just a great woman. So if you guys are interested, please send us a DM. We can send you an application, just some quick questions. And we're really trying to help you guys find love for Valentine's Day.
You know, you have me at true love. Disney, if it's taught me anything, it's that, hey, it exists out there.
Hey, I'm a Pisces, so like everything's a love story.
I'm a Scorpio, so everything's about sex. But I
yeah, you guys are ruled by sex. Happy belated birthday!
Thank you very much.
Love it. I love it.
Oh, it was really great meeting with you guys, and thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it, guys.
She's either hungry or she either wants to fuck. Those are the three simple solutions. If your woman's grumpy, she's either sleepy, hungry, or wants to fuck. Do something about it.